Welcome to the Stronger, Fitter, Happier podcast. I'm your host, Vin, and today I am joined by one coach, and her name is Sadie.
Hello.
How are you doing, Sadie?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all good, thanks.
It's really weird just having me and you.
Yeah, it's just us two on the podcast today. Everyone else has disappeared. Well, Nikhil's still busy at the moment. He's doing some stuff with his other job, and Leon had some technical difficulties, which we just tried to sort out for an hour, but it didn't work out. So Leon is not here either. So just you and me, Sadie.
Yeah.
The originals.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, me and Sadie have been working together the longest out of the team. So I started, obviously, Body and Beyond on my own. Well, actually, no, I didn't. I started it with Sadie because we did a brand change together. You were on board, right? When we did the switched
when you changed the brand.
Yeah, so it was us two who kind of kicked off the Body and Beyond start.
Yeah,
so
we are now.
Yeah, exactly. But that kind of ties in well with what we wanted to talk about today. So today's podcast is all about quitting. So the reason why I wanted to talk about this was because I was watching something on Netflix. I think it's called Chef's Table. So it's
a cooking program.
No, it's about chefs. It's not a cooking program, but it's about chefs. So it's about really famous chefs and like their stories and how they created their restaurants and things like that. Mm-hmm. So you know how much I love food and I'm a big foodie.
That's why I asked, is it a food program?
Yeah. No, actually, it's just about like chefs who have restaurants. So this particular episode was about, I think his name is Massimo. Mm-hmm. So he owns a restaurant called Massimo's, named after himself. But so on this episode, it was kind of like telling his story and how he became successful and everything like that. And a lot was going on that day, so I wasn't really taking it in too well. I want to watch that whole episode again because he's quite a character.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he's not your normal average Joe. Like he's very, I've seen him on a few other shows like MasterChef and stuff like that. And yeah, he's a character.
I was going to say, I probably wouldn't have a clue who you're talking about because I don't watch these kind of programs.
Yeah, so I mean, I find stuff like this really inspirational, like listening to other people's stories who are really successful, and it just inspires me to do similar things.
Yeah.
But his story was really inspirational because so he opened up a restaurant in Italy in a small town, and I wish I knew the name, but I don't. So I'm sorry if there's any... if Massimo's listening, which I doubt he is, but if he is, I'm sorry. He opened up a small restaurant and it was slightly different. So it's an old authentic Italian town. And obviously Italian authentic food, the way grandma cooks it, is meant to be done a certain way. And he did it totally differently. So he would think outside the box. He would, you know, make dishes their own. Like he did what he wanted, basically, and he put his own twist on food. And it looked amazing, but the Italian people weren't very happy with what he was doing. And when I say the Italian people, I mean the local people who lived in the small town that he had the restaurant in. They didn't feel like he did a justice to the food, the Italian food that he was serving. It was wrong in their eyes. So he got really bad reviews. Not many people he had obviously people still come to the restaurant, but it wasn't doing well for the first year. And I think he wanted to quit. And again, I'm sorry if I get my facts wrong. I kind of watched this while doing other things, so it didn't really go in too well. But from what I could see and what I remember is that he spoke to his wife and his wife said, look, give it one more year. And if it doesn't work out, then you can quit. So in that year, something happened. What happened was one of the biggest food critics in Italy was driving from one part of Italy to the other. And during that course, there was, I think there was bad weather and that food critic had to stop over. So he couldn't carry on driving and he had to stop. He decided to eat at a small restaurant in a town somewhere. And that was Massimo's restaurant. A few days later, a food review came out about Massimo's restaurant in one of Italy's biggest food critique magazines.
Oh, wow.
And it blew up Massimo's restaurant in terms of like, it was an amazing review and it just kickstarted. Well, I wouldn't say kickstarted because he was like a chef for 10, 15, 20 years before that. And it's successful in other areas. It's just this was his restaurant and he wasn't successful in the new thing that he was doing. So I wouldn't say he wasn't successful, but it kind of not kickstarted his career. I'd say it blew up his restaurant business. So it put Massimo's on the map and people were traveling from all over the world to come and eat there after that. And the other thing is that he won over the local people as well. And they all started to come back to his restaurant and eat there. And it just, I thought it was a very inspirational thing. And I wanted to talk about it on the podcast. And I wanted to discuss quitting and why you shouldn't quit, when you should quit, what makes people quit and all these sorts of things.
I think it's a good subject because you do get that in so many different, not even like health and fitness related, but in every walk of life, there's always those, that factor of quitting, whether it's a job, whether it's, I don't know, hobbies, like, you know, like anything. No, I think it's a really good topic.
Yeah, I think so too.
That's why you chose it.
Exactly. So why do you feel people quit in terms of like their goals and when they're trying to achieve something?
I think it's more a case when people aren't seeing success in what they're doing. So whether that be, like you were saying, obviously, same example as you were giving earlier, I think what makes people want to go, okay, I'm going to give up now, I'm going to quit, is actually not seeing success in what they're doing and it not going in the right way that they would have hoped. So say, for example, if we give like a body goal and people not seeing the results that they wanted, I think because they're not seeing the success, that's when they want to quit. And I think that's with most things.
I agree. I totally agree. I would give the exact same reason, like people do quit because of results when they're not getting any. But how do you overcome that? Because sometimes, yes, it is just about being persistent and carrying on and just waiting long enough for the results to come. But sometimes it's not. Sometimes you do have to change what you're doing. Sometimes going back to the drawing board, and it's a big mindset thing because some people are strong enough to persevere and push through and some people aren't. So what advice would you give to someone who's, let's say someone right now is thinking of like a goal. So they've got a goal in mind, like they're going after a career in, let's say they want to become a successful business person, but their business isn't succeeding right now and they want to give in. And like just kind of throw in the towel and then quit. Or someone who is, you know, trying to pursue like a weight loss goal and they're looking to throw in the towel again. What would you say to that person?
First of all, I would say remind yourself of why you're doing it in the first place. So whether that be with your progress with your body and losing weight or in a career, remind yourself of why you were doing it and why you started in the first place. But also, I think making sure that you're having, like, you have a good support network around you as well. So that could be friends, that could be family, that could even be like people in the same, like going through the same thing as you. Like if you have a support network around you, that helps motivate you and keep you going along as well. But I think reminding yourself of why you're doing it in the first place and what it means to you, hopefully would help you along the way in terms of motivation.
Yeah, I agree. And if you do go back to the drawing board and think about why you're doing this and you still feel like quitting, then I would probably quit. And that might sound like really bad advice, but
it's true.
It's probably not for you. Like, what, you really don't want it that bad. If you're going to quit because, I don't know, you're not seeing results right now and you go back to like the reasons why you're doing this and you still feel like quitting, it's probably time to quit because there is sometimes time to give up on things. And I don't mean, it doesn't make you a failure. Quitting and quitting at the right time is not the same as like, you know, like giving up.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So don't get it mixed up. Giving up on something that's important to you is a failure, but quitting what you're doing, like let's say you're trying to achieve a body goal and it's not working and you decide to quit on trying to achieve your goal because you don't feel it's important to you anymore and you just can't get in the right mindset. it is okay to quit now and then come back to it or change your tactic or something like that. But it's not okay to give up if it really means something to you, is what I'm trying to get at.
And just going back to the point that I made, when you do look back and remind yourself of why you're doing it in the first place, you need to remember that the reasons that you've set of why you're doing it need to be important as well. Because if they're not, you're not going to stick to it. You're not going to try and progress. You're not going to try and reach your goals of what you want to achieve. So making sure that the reasons behind those whys are meaningful and important to you is really important as well, I feel.
Yeah. And I think it's just about persevering when you get to a certain stage. It's like let's say Massimo had quit and he did shut down the restaurant. Imagine like what his life would be like right now, and imagine the regret he would feel. Because I think that's the reason what his wife gave. Just give it one more year, because otherwise you're going to regret it for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and it's good advice as well. It's simple, but it's good advice.
It's just about avoiding regret. Like if you really feel like quitting on something now, like the goal that's important to you would not allow you to have regret for the rest of your life, then do it. That's fine. It's probably not something that you need to pursue. Mm. But if you feel like you're going to like look back in 10 years and think, I wish I hadn't done that, or I wish like, you know, I carried on, then please don't do yourself a favor and don't give up, because you've got this. Like if you really keep trying, you'll get through it. And I think even like if I had quit a long time ago with Body and Beyond, we wouldn't be on the podcast today. Exactly. Like before Body and Beyond existed, what we had was me as a personal trainer working on my own. And I actually picked up members quite quickly and clients quite quickly, and was okay. I was doing all right, and you know, started to drum up business and things like that and work by myself. But when then I decided to do this boxing bootcamp with another personal trainer, and we had this idea that loads of people would turn up. We handed out leaflets basically for days and weeks before. I went all around the local park and handed out leaflets to all the houses. And we thought on the first day, we're going to have loads of people turn up. People are going to pay us money and we're going to be like doing really well. And on the first day, I think there's about four people.
But imagine if you had used that as like, okay, oh God, like imagine you had let that get you down. Imagine you had let, like you had thought, okay, well, this isn't going to work now. Let's just give up. But obviously you didn't.
Yeah, well.
Or did you?
I did. I was really kind of defeated at first, and then we carried on. We let it run throughout the whole summer, and then it just got worse and worse. Whereas like literally it was like one person coming to a session and stuff like that. And we had to keep asking people to come. So like family members would come because just to make up numbers in the group, because it looked really bad and just one person training in the boot. So yeah, and like your brothers and sisters used to come, like your brother and sister, and like your dad came once and stuff like that. So it was quite bad. It just didn't work.
Yeah, but not everything does it?
No, not everything does. But obviously I had to quit because it just wasn't working. But I didn't quit on the goal of having like another type of group training session, because I know it worked. Like when I did it for the gym, it was really popular. Mm. It just, when I did it on my own in the park, it just didn't work out. I didn't get anyone come. So what we decided to do was go back to the drawing board. I decided not to do it with anybody else, do it on my own. And the Fat Loss Camp was born. And now look at the Fat Loss Camp. We have three groups. Obviously you, Leon, take the sessions. It's grown quite a big, it's grown quite a lot since we first started. The training's developed, everything's just improved, and that came out of a failure. So like if you're someone who's kind of gone through something right now and you failed, just don't give up, because if you look at why something's failing rather than just thinking, being emotional at the time, it's hard not to be, but just take the emotion out of it, look at why you failed and fix the mistakes. Like I realized like the reason why the bootcamp failed was because we did like a pay-as-you-go kind of thing, and not people didn't commit. There was no commitment value there. The other thing is we didn't like kind of drum up enough interest for it. We didn't have like a sign-up procedure beforehand. There was all these things wrong that we did. So I fixed those things. The support system wasn't great. There wasn't like a weekly like training regime. It was just a once a week class. There was no nutrition support. So we fixed all of these things and then created the fat. Well, I fixed all of these things and created the Fat Loss Camp. And then Fat Loss Camp was great because I put out like an interest list before. There was like a sign up procedure beforehand and we had like people commit beforehand. And it was a full group when we first started. But then what happened was after the first full group, the next group was like four people. So again, that was like a mini failure. So it was really successful and then it failed. And then it was like that for like three, four, five groups. And then one of the girls who was on the group did really well. So she had like she was on it for about 8 to 12 weeks and she had a massive transformation. So the first group was really well. Like I said, it did really well. There's about 12 people in the group. Then it was a four and then it was like four and then maybe like five people in the next one. And then when she sent me pictures from her change, so I posted the pictures on Facebook and it kind of blew up. Like I had loads of interest and yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. And then like the Fat Loss Camp went really big. And ever since then, it's been really popular. And then.
But I think it's good because you kind of turned your negatives into positives. So you knew where you'd gone wrong. You knew what you needed to change rather than just quitting there and then and just, okay, throwing the towel in. You kind of took those negatives and turned them into positive, which is good.
And I think that's the point of my story. It's just to kind of look at where you failed, fix it, and then move forward rather than being emotional. Is there anything that you've kind of quit on, Sadie, that you regret, that you wished you'd carried on or
you... Well, I think it's very similar to you, but since obviously I've started my career in the fitness industry, there's been a lot of time, like I've done a lot of different things. I've done home training sessions. I taught like girls boxer size classes. I did my own Sadie's Ladies Boot Camp. like I've done so many little things, and all of those things I actually did end up quitting on because it either got to the point where I thought that this wasn't working or I wasn't earning enough money from, there wasn't many people turning up. I know it's very similar to what you just said, but more from a work point of view, there's been a lot of things along the line that I have quit on, but purely because it just wasn't working for me at that time. And again, obviously I'm where I am now because I chose to, okay, that didn't work, but I kept going and I kept going. And even before, when I first started doing personal training, I remember coming home to my mum crying when I was working at Fitness First. And I just, this isn't like, I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to get any clients. I'm not going to earn any good money. And I was stressing so much. And I said, look, I think I'm going to just have to like change careers. Well, I've only just started. And I thought I'm going to have to just do something different. But I moved from where I was. I found somewhere different. I just learned from the mistakes I made maybe at Fitness First. And yes, like you said earlier, I might have quit on those small things that weren't working for me at the time, but I'm still in the same industry. I've progressed a lot through my career. So
yeah, you didn't quit on the big
goal. In that sense, exactly. I still had that main goal there, even though like that day I came home to my mum and I was like sobbing my eyes out.
I remember, but I was in Sophie's room.
It was you there.
Yeah, I was there.
I remember that.
I think
it was just, I'd only been like there for 1 or 2 days, but already I thought.
Yeah, it was your first day.
It was my first day. Yeah, and I thought like, this isn't for me. And already like I had that kind of failure idea in my head. Like, I can't do this. This isn't for me. I'm not good enough. But actually, that might have not worked at the time. But like you say, the big goal was there. I still pushed and like persevered towards that. And just used my negatives along the way to kind of keep me going.
Yeah. I think one thing actually that you did really well was identify your weakness.
Yeah.
So you kind of, like I asked you when you started working more with us and doing more Fat Loss Camp sessions was, do you want to be self-employed? Like, do you want to carry on your own or would you rather work with me? And you said if the money was like, obviously, okay, you'd be more than happy to do that, because then you can focus on what you actually enjoy, which was coaching, not the business side of it, and like trying to find clients and things like that. And so we made the switch, and together we'd kind of like, I made you the offer, and then you kind of accepted it. So it was like you identified your own weakness in a sense as well. Like you saw what you were good at and what you analyzed in terms of what you actually wanted. So bringing it back to like what we were talking about for other people, it is like really talking about your why and why you're doing this. So like you wanted to be a successful personal trainer, but that didn't, that doesn't mean you have to be a successful business person. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. And that was where I was lacking. Like I'm not good at that side of things, but I could have easily tried to say, oh no, I'm good at that and I'm good at this. And then I would have probably just fallen apart in what I was doing. But I thought, okay, no, I need to admit where I'm going wrong and what I can change. And I think making that change made me where I am now, I guess.
Yeah, I definitely think that you're a fantastic coach in terms of like, obviously the skills that you had and everything.
Thank you. So,
and I think our members would agree with that. And I think you just put your skill, your kind of strengths, you focused on your strengths rather than your weaknesses. And you went full steam ahead and it worked out for the better.
Yeah.
So think anyone listening who's thinking about quitting is think about why do you want to quit? Like, what is it you want to quit on? Is it just because you're not getting results? Then change your strategy so you can get results and you don't feel like quitting. And the other thing I would say is focus on small wins rather than big wins. So like I have a goal for Body and Beyond and for like just generally, it sounds crazy to say it on here, but like I want to open loads of gyms, not just one gym, and we want to like make Body and Beyond a big brand so that we help people all over the world in terms of like helping them feel stronger, fitter and happier. And to do that, like these little like things like the podcast and stuff will obviously play a massive role because we can reach more people, whether it's through like paid memberships because we are a business, but or just generally through our free help. Like the goal is still the same. And I've kind of forgot my point. what was I saying?
You said focus on the small wins. So you were talking about.
Yeah. So going back to that, like, so that goal is quite scary. It's quite a daunting task. And if I just focus on that task, nothing will happen.
Exactly. Sometimes that goal seems too big and too far away and unachievable sometimes.
If I'm completely honest, that goal feels years, like 25 years away. And if I focus on that now, I would quit. Like I promise you, it just does not. It feels so scary and so like far away that it just feels impossible and I'm setting myself up for failure. Whereas focusing on the small wins. So like this year we broke down, like I was talking to Sadie off the podcast about goals that we set this year. And like those are small goals. And even then you break it down into smaller goals in terms of what you want to achieve. So just go after these small little wins. So if you're trying to lose weight and you've got a big goal of you need to lose 20 kilos by the end of the year, just focus on getting to the end of the week.
Exactly.
Literally, turn up to all your training sessions, eat the way you should be, and sleep and do all the things that will help you get to that 20 kilo loss every single week. And you'll get there eventually. And it will make you less likely to quit because you're focusing on the small wins rather than the big, big thing that you're trying to achieve that you're not getting closer to.
Exactly. It's more motivating that way as well, I find.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, is there anything that you would add to that?
No.
Like how to help people overcome anything?
Making sure, like, I think we've kind of hit the nail on the head really with all of those points. So making sure that you obviously set your goals and work back from those as well. Like you just said, having smaller ones along the way, setting your whys and knowing why it's important to you and reminding yourself of this, like as you go along. And again, I mentioned it earlier, but for me, I feel like it's a big thing, but having a good support network around you with whatever you're doing, whether that be business, your health and fitness goals, anything like that, having those people around you, it doesn't matter who those people are, really helps keep you motivated as well and help you not quit. Because I know for me there, if like with my career, when I was back at Fitness First, if I didn't have like the support from my mum at the time, And she was like, no, it's only your first day. It's going to be okay. Give it time. I might have just, if I didn't have anyone to speak to or no support there, I might have just actually listened to what I was thinking at the time and just quit. So I think all of those things, goals, wise, and support network really, really help.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that support network. I can't believe we even didn't even touch on that one.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it's massive. It's huge. I mean, just before we started recording the podcast, I was watching this video about suicide, and it was about like ways of preventing it. It just came up on YouTube. And one of the biggest ways to prevent suicide apparently is by having a support network. So like by being there for someone. So if someone is feeling like they don't want to be here anymore, making them feel like someone is there, someone is like, you know, just there for them, to sit by them, to support them. Like there was a guy who was on the video talking about what, so the interviewer asked, what would you say to your 19-year-old self? Because he tried to commit suicide and failed. He survived. So what would you want for your someone to say to you when you were 19 and feeling like you want to let you not be here anymore? And he said, I wish someone came up to me. What would you say to yourself? Sorry, he said, I would go up to myself and just tap myself and say that I'm here for you and I'll everything's going to be okay. He just wanted someone to help him and say everything's going to be all right. And when you're like ready to quit, and I don't mean like, I know we've kind of taken a big turn here and talking about something really serious, but from the small goals to any goal, if you feel like giving up and you feel like quitting, like having people around you and finding people who support you is massive. And if I know we've kind of really taken a big turn here on this podcast, but if you do feel like quitting in any way, whether it's like with life, whether it's, you know, you don't feel like you want to be here anymore, or your goals or anything, and you need anyone to talk to, you can always reach me and Sadie or any of the body of my own team. And I know we're not trained to help you and that sort of thing, but anyway, like whether it's with your body goals, with your life goals, with whatever support you need, you know, we're in the interest of helping people become happier in life. Yeah, so definitely. We'll always support you and happy to hear out what you have to say, and we'll do our best to do what we can.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
And on that note, I think we should end the podcast there. I don't think there's much more to say. I feel like we've kind of said everything we needed to here.
Yeah, and I'm sure people, like if people are out there and they're either thinking of quitting or they have quit or whatever it is, I think people will take a bit away from this, I hope.
Yeah, I hope so. It was just us two, so apologies if it was a little less interesting. I know like it's always nicer to have a bit more of a conversational talk, but I hope we did the podcast justice. And that was episode 5 on the Stronger, Fitter, Happier podcast. You will hear us on the next episode. Just before we do go, I did say this at the end of the last podcast, but if you do have any requests or you do have anything you'd like us to discuss on the podcast, or you'd like us to interview anyone, or you'd like anyone on the podcast, then please do get in touch. We'd be happy to reach out and answer any questions you have. And if you do enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review on iTunes. We'd love to know your thoughts.